Horror movies are more than just empty thrills. They are a mirror that reflects the darker sides of our culture and our psyche. Each episode, we will go beyond the first cut and discuss the themes and topics that hide below the surface.
I'm Dave, Professor of Communication.
And I'm Vince, Professor of Psychology. Welcome to A Dark Impression.
Welcome.
We're here with a quick impression.
Ready for a quick...
Welcome. Yep. We're going to be talking about today our top five actors that we want to see in horror movies that perhaps weren't in horror movies before.
Or perhaps were in horror adjacent, but we want them to really star in something with oomph.
Like a pure horror movie.
Pure horror.
Pure.
All right, what's your number one?
I don't have it in any rank order. I just have it in order that I thought of people. I just want to be clear about that.
So the first it has been established that quick impressions are not a top five. They're just five names that come to mind. Is one name that
Tom Waits.
Okay, who starred previously in
what is it? Coffee and Cigarettes by Jim Jarmusch.
Okay.
And other random films. Do you not know Tom Waits?
I do.
He also sings like he has been gargling with glass and bourbon.
Okay.
Wonderful. Have you not listened to Tom Waits' music before? Are you just saying that because we're recording?
No.
Okay, because I was going to say that that's your homework tonight.
Yeah, no.
If you haven't listened to it.
I know who you're talking about.
But I like Tom Waits. I think he's a cool dude. I would love to see him as, you know, I don't know if he's got like leading man potential, but like he could be a really good bad guy in a horror film. So he's my first on my list. What do you got?
Who would I go for? I know that he's technically retired. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, Daniel Day-Lewis would be so good.
I mean, going method for a horror movie would be absolutely nuts. He could play the good guy. He could play the bad guy. He could play the monster. He could just be in the background and just ooze Daniel Day-Lewis-ness to make everything just better.
You'd have to be careful with what you cast him in, though, because he is going to go full method on
I know.
Like, you don't want to cast him in anything where it's like, there's a lot of people been going missing around Daniel Day-Lewis recently.
This is my last role for good reason. So yeah, DDL, Daniel Day-Lewis is my first pick.
Excellent. Right,
what else do you have?
Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise would be so much fun.
You know what he should have starred in? Smile.
What's that?
Just because he's always...
That would be pretty great. Yeah, that
Tom
would be...
Cruise in Smile, I think... too.
Many horror films, you could replace any character in them with Tom Cruise, and it would be a solid movie. I also think Tom Cruise is a good actor.
Tom Cruise in The Exorcist.
He gets some flack.
Yeah.
As Reagan. That would be great.
I was going to say as Pazuzu, but okay.
What do you got?
Oh. I got Hugh Laurie.
Ooh, he would be a lot of fun.
Hugh Laurie is a master of injecting just enough humor in a dramatic situation. So he could make either really, really good villain or very good anti-hero, Lovecraftian anti-hero in a movie. I think he would be a great cast, and he has range in acting. He can do whatever accent you want him to do. Like, he's solid.
Oh, no. Now I'm thinking about him as a detective in a Lovecraft story.
He would
be awesome.
Yeah.
With like that, the house king. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like, and he can't walk very quickly. And gosh, that would be a really freaking good movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Not that, right?
No. I'm going to save my two females for the end. So I'll go next. I just finished Ted Lasso. And so I'm going to go Jason Sudeikis.
Okay.
With his Ted Lasso mustache, though. Okay. And I won't tell you whether or not he's a good guy or a bad guy, but, you know, I like Jason Sudeikis.
Right.
I think he could do a good job. Like, I want to see him branch out of the comedy and into the horror. And I think that'll be amazing.
If he's a bad guy, the movie could be set in any point in time. If he's a good guy, the movie has to be set in like the 70s.
Or now.
Or now.
Mullets and mustaches are in.
They're actually back. That's interesting.
They're back. Yeah, they're back.
My number three. I know he starred in a movie that was horror adjacent, but I think he has a lot more potential, especially now. I was going to say Jim Carrey. I mean, the number 23 was kind of a horror thriller. But I think now that he's a little older, less Ace Ventura, I think he could play a really good either lead role or lead villain in a horror movie.
So think about him in something like Insomnia with that Robin Williams reveal.
Okay, yes. I like that.
Like, that's the bad guy. That was Insomnia, right, with Robin Williams? Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, like I could see, like, you see glimpses of him. And then he's there, and you're like, shit, it's Jim Carrey.
And you know that he is good with acting with prosthetics and makeup. He's not one of the actors that really doesn't deal well with that. So you could have like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde with him where he could play both roles.
Both characters.
Yes, both characters.
Yeah, the physical.
Really well. And because he's shown that he has more range than just the physical Ace Ventura stuff, he could still play an actual doctor. And I would like to see him in an actual... I would like to see him again in an actual non-Jim Carrey role and then also play the monster.
That would be... That's a really, really good call.
Who else you got?
Okay, my next one, Margot Robbie.
Oh.
And the reason why is just because I want more Margot Robbie films. But,
fair.
That's it. No, I think she's a great actor. She has really good range. She has really good timing. And I could very much see her taking a lead in, I don't think she's, you know, antagonist material at this point for a horror film.
But
I could see her taking the lead in it. Yeah. Yeah, she could.
I could see her as going completely nuts. So, yeah.
I guess she did that for Harley Quinn, and she did a good job with
her. Yeah. But I would like to see her as Scream Queen, Final Girl.
It'd be pretty fun, yeah. I would like that.
If I'm going to go... So, my next one would be Claire Foy, who played in The Crown. I really like her range, but she can also play this, not necessarily naive, but innocence that is a good starting point for a scary movie. And she has range. She's pretty good. She can definitely carry a project, so.
Might she be Zombie Queen Elizabeth in the horror film?
Oh, Zombie Queen. Yes, 1,000 times yes.
Is it too soon?
I don't know.
Something to consider. Yep. All right, my final of the five was a favorite from when I was but a young lad. And that is Lassie. It's Lassie. Do you know Lassie? Did they have Lassie in Canada?
They did. I did not expect that. That is a...
I would like to see Lassie...
In a horror movie. Lassie against the zombies.
No. Lassie's the protagonist. No, Lassie's the antagonist.
So Cujo meets Lassie.
Yes. I want Lassie to, you know, she's a smart girl. I want her to realize people are, you know, taking advantage of
yes.
her. And she starts killing off the family one by one.
No more of the helping dog. Lassie's back for revenge.
No. And, you know, Timmy figures it out. And, you know, nobody believes him. They're like, she's a collie, Timmy. What's she going to do? And Lassie's sitting there like,
throat. Timmy ends up at the bottom of the well. I love it.
Yeah.
Damn.
Timmy's fallen in a well, and you will too.
That's solid. Love it. Wow.
And she's a good girl, so. You
know. Yeah, she is. Wow. I can't top that. Whew. I mean, the last one that I had was kind of in horror sci-fi stuff, but it's Gillian Anderson, the original Scully.
Oh, yeah, she's always good.
I like how she has taken on great roles since The X-Files. I love that she has displayed her capacity for comedy, so I would want to see her in a horror comedy kind of movie. I think she would be brilliant, especially since she's able to do a lot with very little. She's very controlled. She's very subtle in her acting. I think she could do great things with just like a flick of an eyebrow or something.
I think she would be good. Mm-hmm. And I think we could tie her into the Lassie film.
I want to see that.
And she could make it work.
I think we have another project.
This is it.
Just get the right director. Right?
Well, yeah. Yeah. Jordan Peele.
Or Wes Anderson.
Wes Anderson. Well, thank you. It's been another quick impression. Yeah. That was a good one. That was probably my favorite so far.
That's a good one. Unexpected one.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Well, here's to a new movie with Lassie.
Yes, bring her back. Zombie Lassie.
Thanks for taking the time to listen to A Dark Impression. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Rating and reviews make the world a scarier place. Consider leaving one wherever you get your podcasts. A Dark Impression was produced and edited by Vince and Dave. All movies are copyright their respective sources. Music is from Adobe Stock. All rights reserved.